亲爱的听众朋友您好，欢迎收听小凤咪电网络电台为您真诚奉献的智慧心语，我是小凤。好，我们知道呢，一听到大麻风病啊，还有这个人哇已经快瘫到那里了，结果被站起来了，或者说大麻风病被医治，我相信呢我们听众朋友里边有读过圣经的人说，哇我只在圣经里听到过这样的事儿哈。那在今天的现实生活当中呢，我们也听到有这样的事情，你说会吗？那接着听我们的节目哈，我们今天非常的高兴，就今天请到了两位现真版的哈，应该是现真版的。那我也特意请到了一位翻译，因为我们今天请到的是一位西人的牧师和师母，那我们也请到了江平来为我们做翻译哈。江平你好。
听众朋友你们好。
那好，我们请戴维牧师你好。
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jonathan.
我们也问候 Neil.
And good morning, Nelly.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Nelly, 你好。
Good morning, Nelly.
Good morning, 小芳。
很高兴你们今天能做客我们的节目。
I'm so pleased that you come to our programs.
因为我知道你们生命当中发生过很多怎么讲哈，非同寻常的故事。那我们的听众朋友都特别喜欢听故事哈，包括我自己。
We heard and you have a lot of miraculous signs happened in your life, and I think our audiences are very interested in that part as well.
好，那我们今天就听听你们俩的故事好吗？我就刚才我在节目当中，我刚才最开始讲的哈，我听说你们好像在印度的时候曾经遇到过那些找大麻风病的人。那在这里首先跟大家说一下大麻风病到底是一种什么病，因为我们听众朋友有一些可能是读过圣经的，有一些可能没读过，他们不一定懂大麻风病哈。我也是从圣经里才懂的。
Yes, I heard that you probably encountered some incidents, still got the leper patients in India, and that is a very fascinating sort of disease in modern days. And a lot of audiences only sort of read this sort of story in Bible. But yes, and you personally experienced that. So we've just probably very fascinating story. We'd like to hear some from you.
Yeah, we'd love to tell you that story. Mm-hmm.But it's quite surprising that there have been cases of leprosy diagnosed in the Northern Territory not so recent times. So,
这是我非常愿意给大家分享一下这些奇特的故事。在这最近呢，其实不是很久以前的话，在北部印度的北部的话，真的发现有寒中还有大麻风病的这样的一种案例。
大麻风病是什么样的状态哈？
What sort of symptoms are you saw? And
the first symptom with regard to leprosy is a loss of feeling in the extremities of the body, toes, fingers firstly, because it affects the nerves.
它这个大麻风病呢，首先第一个症状的话就是让你失去知觉，你的神经的话会受到破坏，所以你的手啊、脚啊这样的话就会失去知觉。
那很严重的一种病哈。
That's a serious sounds very.
Yes. Then that's followed by degeneration of the tissue itself.
之后的话，它很多的这个组织的话，就会逐渐会得到破坏。
然后它哪些组织？比方说身体内部会。
Is it come from the internal organs or from your exterior?
Leprosy is a bacillus, a particular type of microorganism. It's very similar to the tuberculosis bacillus. So what you find is that those two diseases and their origin and their initial symptoms are very, very similar.
这个实际上的话是和其他一些这种传染性疾病是非常相似的哈，他们可以从内部的话开始感染起。
那这种病就是说它会导致最后什么样的一个结果呀？
What will be the final result of this disease?
Well, the thing is that it's death always.Is the final result, and it's isolation. Today, there are drugs that will, stop the progress of leprosy. But we were working in a leprosy colony in Vishakhapatnam, a city in India, and that's where the doctors thought my wife had contracted it, but it turned out to be tuberculosis.
这个最终的结果当然就是死亡。
嗯，
所以他们在这印度北部的一个城市的话呢，这就所谓的麻风村的那个地方，他们也有很多的对这些很多接触。当时的话，他的妻子的话，医生好像诊断就说他可能也染上了这大麻风的这个感染，但是呢非常有幸的话，现在的药物的话也是可以得到治疗，而且呢现在也诊断出来说没有发生这样的情况，很有幸。
So she was tested for both, and I'll let her take over because it's very much her story from here. Well, it's both of our stories.
现在的话我就让 Nanny 的话给大家介绍，因为这是她亲身的经历。
好。
I had like large lumps on my legs, on the lower part of my legs, that kept cropping and they were painful. It was painful to walk.
他刚开始的话是发现的话就在他腿上的话有一个肿块。这个肿块的话让他非常疼痛，让他行走得非常不方便。
We have a lot of stairs in our house, and I have 5 children. They were all younger then, and so I was constantly experiencing this pain.
当时的话，因为在他家里面有很多楼梯，他还有五个年轻的孩子，所以这个肿块的话让他感到非常的不方便，非常疼痛。对。
So of course we prayed because we always pray when we know we have something wrong with our body.
当我们遇到这样的情况，我们总是会祷告，我们也知道我们身体的话出现一些状况。
We ask Jesus to heal me.
当然就祈求耶稣来医治我们。
I went to the doctor, and that was when he asked the questions about leprosy and tuberculosis.
但是的话，我去了这个看了医生，询问了以后关于大麻风或者说结核的这些事情。
And that's when I was sent to the tuberculosis clinic in our city and was tested for tuberculosis.
当时的话我到了这个当地的一个诊所去诊断以后就看看是不是有得了结核。
So I had my test and it came up that I was active positive for tuberculosis.
所以当时他诊断以后就发现他确实有这个结核问题。
那你当时得这个病的时候什么样的一种心情和感觉哈？因为我们知道 Nelly 呢，他是一个服侍上帝的人，那很多人都觉得哇，这个信仰应该带给我很多好处啊，这个病怎么会在我的身体上哈？那种感受是什么样的哈？
What is your reaction or your feeling at the time? And because our audience probably will wonder.You are the one actually serving God and trusting God. How come you can contract such diseases or such things can happen to you?
Well, I was amazed. I didn't think it was happening. And I thought to myself, well, Jesus is always my answer. So that's where I have to go. I have to really reach out to him. And see, I didn't really question why, because I know that sometimes...In this world, bad things happen to good people. That happens.
但是呢，我确实也很吃惊啊，就是想这个事情，没有想到这个事情也会发生在我身上。当然呢，我并没有说是去询问为什么会发生在我身上，因为从日常生活中我们也知道，一些不好的事情也会发生在一些好人身上。但是呢，我知道的话啊，耶稣呢是我的答案。
We all have storms come in our lives.
在我们生命中当然会有一些个风暴，当然会有一些个状况会出现。
那之后又发生什么了呢？
What happened next?
Well, the chest professor prescribed a medicine for me called isoniazid. It's the common one used to treat tuberculosis. And so I started to take it.
当时的话有一个教授，一个医生的话就给我了一个处方，就给我开了一种药，就是专门治这种结核的药。
There was only one drug available for treating tuberculosis.
但是对这个结核呢只有一种药可以治愈。
那个时候是在印度。
At the time, are you in India or?
No, we're in Australia.
但是我们是在澳洲。
那后来最后就是治愈了哈，那也是。
Is the drug actually the medicine helped?
Well, actually, it didn't because I got sicker and sicker. And I remember one night that I felt like I was going to die. We were at a friend's place, but I just felt like I was fading out, and that was a terrible feeling.
其实事情可能正好相反，这个我的情况会变得越来越严重了，甚至于到一种状况的话，我觉得我可能都要死了，那次的话，有一次的话，正好在我朋友的那个地方。
At this point of time, I could see that Nellie was getting quite sick.
但是的话，我就是也看到了，Nellie 的话病得很严重。
At that moment, I realized that my wife was getting very, very sick, and so I went to the Lord in prayer about it.
但是的话，我意识到哈，我的妻子病得非常严重，所以的话呢，我就去向上帝祷告。
I heard the Lord speak to me very, very clearly that she was allergic to the isoniazid and the drug that she was taking.
当时我在祷告的时候，我非常清楚地听到上帝的话对我说，我的妻子的话是对这个制药结合的这个药物的话有这个过敏反应。
就明确地告诉他了哈。
So you clearly actually received the messages.
Clearly, I heard from the Lord. She's allergic to the isoniazid. So I immediately got up and I went to the phone and I rang the doctor.
所以我当时是非常的清楚的听到上帝对我说，我的妻子是对这个药物有过敏反应。所以当时我听到了以后呢，我立刻就拿起电话来就打了这个电话。
跟这个医生
给医生给那个教授打了电话，
命令他赶快掐断。
Yeah, a doctor knew that I had a medical background, so he said to me, "Take her off the drug immediately."
因为这个医生的话，他知道我有这个医疗的背景、医学背景，所以呢，他就说你立刻让他停掉这个药。
对呀、，David 牧师他曾经是学过医的，对吧？
David, actually, you studied medicine.
Yes, I did for a number of years. Yes.
是的，我曾经学过两年。
真的，我们刚才忘记了哈。好，那我一会儿就有的问了哈。
So later we'll probably just ask you more about that.
Yes, certainly. Yeah.
那之后呢？
So what's the next?
The next thing that happened was, well, what do we do? Because there's only one drug that's available.That is known to be a cure for tuberculosis. And so she had to come off the drug.
但是我们确实也非常的迷惑困惑，因为这是唯一一个能够治疗这个结核的药物，但我们该怎么办呢？
就如果没了怎么办？
对，但是他们也有这样非常大的一个困惑。
So I'll let Nellie take the story from here.
好，我现在就让Nellie 的话再跟我们讲后面发生的事情。
连续剧
So I used to, when I would get up early in the morning and I would experience this pain, I started to, because I knew that my only answer was in Jesus, I needed a miracle, I started to say some things when I felt the pain.
但是的话我一直持续感到这样的疼痛哈，在那个家里面的时候，但是我知道的我的答案的话呢是在意耶稣，所以呢在这种时候每次我感到疼痛的时候呢，我就向主耶稣来呼求。
And I used to say Jesus is Lord over my body.
我通常都会说耶稣他是我身体的主。
My body belongs to him.
我的身体其实是属于他的。
And just keep repeating, Jesus is Lord over my body.
我就一直这样的重复，耶稣他是我身体的主。
And say, this sickness, you have no right to be in my body.
所以我一直宣告，就是说这个疾病在我身上的话，它是没有权势。
And one day, when I was reaching down into my closet to get some shoes to put on, because I...I'm a musician and I write songs. This song came into my head.
有一天的话，我往下腰去鞋柜里面拿我的鞋哈，因为我是一个音乐家作曲家，这时候呢，突然有一首曲子就在我脑海里面出现了。
And it was like I could hear kind of a black choir singing it.
这个时候我就好像听到这样一个诗班在这样唱这首歌。
And it went, Jesus is Lord.Jesus is Lord. Yeah, just a really rhythmical repetition of that phrase.
当时就好像出现了这样一个乐段，一直就说耶稣他是主，耶稣他是主，非常清晰，非常的这个有力的。
And it was a very triumphant song.
这是一个非常得胜的一个曲子。
And my heart kept singing that song, and I played it, we sang it, in our church.
当时的话我就一直在重复一直在唱这首歌在我们的教会里面。
And I started to get better.
然后我的状况就越来越好。
And when it was time for my checkup to go to the professor in our city, she looked at me and examined me and she said, as far as I'm concerned, you have no signs of tuberculosis.
所以当时我在回到这位医生那儿去检查的时候呢，他说在我看来的话你已经完全没有这样结核的症状
了。而且拍了 CT, 哈，胸脯。
And I said, well, what does that mean for the future?
他说那将来意味着什么呢？
Well, she said, make sure you stay healthy and don't get run down.
他就说以后的话就是保持健康，不要的话再得这样的疾病。
But that applies to us all.
但是这样的情况总是会发生在我们的生活当中，是吧？
我有一个问题哈，可能稍微尖锐一点哈。
I have a question, maybe it's a bit sharp.
会不会就是说我们人心里边有一种暗示哈，或者说可能因为有些还没有相信上帝的人就说啊，你祷告是不是一种精神上的安慰哈？因为很多人都说这个病呢很多时候是被吓死的，所以未必有那么真的那么严重。那我因为精神好了心情好了的时候呢，可能病确实就好了。
Probably to some people do not know God or doesn't believe GodAnd they may question that, said, is that possible? It's just for your mind, self-reflection, and also your, just your mind comfort for yourself. But actually, the disease is not so serious. And when you feel good, and so you feel good for your body.
It was about 25 years ago, and here I am healthy.
过去了25年了哈，我今天仍然非常健康。
Yes, Given my medical background, I have never ever heard of tuberculosis as serious as what she had ever being healed by mind over matter.
作为一个有医学背景的一个人，我可以告诉你哈，告诉大家，
对我们听专家的
啊，这个我从来没有听说过有一个结核症状，而且是如此严重的结核症状，会对一些心理暗示或者说对一些心里面自我安慰的就可以得到医治的这种案例。
But in that case, still, my mind was set on Jesus.
但是当时那时候的话，我的思想，我的。我的心的话是放在耶稣身上的。
Yeah, so I know people say, well, many healings may be psychosomatic, but there are some, you know, medical conditions that you just cannot say are healed in such a manner.
对很多人的话可能会认为的话这个有些疾病可能是通过一些精神上面或者心理上面的一些作用的话会起到一种作用或看到一种假象，但是呢对有一些疾病的话是非常真实，在医学上面鉴定非常真实疾病，这是不可能从这样做到的。
好，我们相信专家的话哈。而且我觉得其实刚才戴维牧师讲的那个在梦中就是神告诉上他祷告以后上帝告诉他不要用再用这个药了，这是一个非常非常可以说救了 Nelly 的一命哈，这样的一个非常非常棒的一个启发哈。
Yeah, I just still wondered and also actually quite impressed when you mentioned in your prayer and you clearly heard the Lord said to you, said Nelly actually is allergic to that medicine she took. And that actually probably is...the answer of the prayer and also that answer it saved Nelly's life.
Yes, it's very interesting because on many instances in my life I have actually heard the audible voice of God.
是确实是非常神奇的一件事情，其实在我的生命之中的话有很多次我非常的清晰的听到了上帝对我说话。
我现在就特别想听听戴维牧师他的故事哈，因为我记得他说过他曾经好像几乎要瘫在轮椅上了，但是最后好像没有，这样的事情没发生哈。
Yes, we're also very interesting to hear your story, David, and we heard that actually you nearly paralyzed actually or immobilized on a wheelchair. But actually, you are here today. You are still healthy and standing and walking.
Yes. 江天，你应该也特别想听，对不对？
是的，
咱俩一起听哈。
Yeah. And we're very interesting to hear your story.
Yes, at the age of 30, I was diagnosed with a degenerative condition of the spine.
哦，在这个三十岁的时候的话，我被诊断了我的脊椎的话有这个严重的退化症。
And I went to my friendly doctor that I know very well. And he said, well, let's take some x-rays because I was in incredible pain.
但是的话我就去看到我的朋友我的医生那儿去说让他给我做一个全面的检查做一个 X 光的检查因为我当时感到全身非常的疼痛。
So we had some x-rays taken and I remember us sitting down and looking at the x-rays and you could see the degeneration in the vertebrae of my spine and...It was not a good look.
但是的话，我坐下来哈，看到那个 X 光片的话，看到我的这个神经末梢在那个脊椎部分的话，其实是非常糟糕的。
Problem was, I'd grown up lactose intolerant, never drank milk, and so what was happening was calcium was being reabsorbed into my body out of the vertebrae in my spine, and so.In actual fact, the vertebrae were beginning to collapse one into another.
他这说到的话，因为过去呢，因为他的一个身体状况的话，他不能够喝很多的牛奶，所以呢，他的这个钙的话，就实际上从身体里面的话，就严重缺失，就从他的这个神经末梢里面的话就流失掉。
It was very painful. Nellie will tell you that of a morning I'd roll out of bed and then I'd crawl into the bathroom where she'd put a.Hot bath. I'd roll over into the bath to try and get some relief from the pain in my spine.
但是那个疼痛的话非常的剧烈哈啊！我妻子 Nelly 的话，她当时的话也甚至于是用那种很热的毛巾把我包裹起来放在这个热水这个浴盆里面，让我缓解这样的疼痛。
He was only 30 years old then.
当时的话，他才有三十岁的。
对啊，好年轻的。
Yeah,
he's very young.
Young to have be diagnosed with this condition, and the prognosis was not good. About 2 years, they reckoned that I would be in a wheelchair.
是啊，作为很年轻的时候就得了这样的疾病哈。当时呢，给我诊断的话，就是说在两年之内的话呢，我将会坐在轮椅上。
哇。
Yeah, so I believe in prayer. I believe in a God that listens.I believe in a God that heals us. And so my first thoughts were, well, I'm going to a prayer meeting this week, and I'll ask the people to pray for me at that prayer meeting.
因为我相信祷告哈，我也相信上帝，我也相信上帝是医治的上帝。所以呢，当时的话呢，我就准备去到一个祷告会里面，让大家为我来祷告。
So I had prayer, and 3 days later,I thought, oh, I haven't taken my medication.
但是呢，我就去祷告了。三天以后的话，我突然意识到，哦，这三天的话，我其实没有吃药啊。
And then I thought, where's the pain?
他说，怎么没疼痛呢？
So I started doing some exercises that would precipitate pain.
所以那个时候呢，我就开始的话，就做一些锻炼，就看看的话，我能不能会有一些这些疼痛的反应啊。
And the more I stretched myself, where has the pain gone?
但是我做的越来越激烈的运动哈，当时会发现我的疼痛没有了，
没有了。
Yeah. And the Lord had totally healed my spine. I had an MRI done on my spine 3 years ago. Perfect.
我相信上帝是完全医治了我的脊椎哈。在3年前的话，我做了一个这样一个 CT 的一个检查，我的脊椎是完全的正常，
完全正常。
That's more than 30 years after my diagnosis.
所以这是30年前给我诊断出来的疾病。
我觉得在戴维牧师和 Nelly 他们师母他们两个人的生命当中发生这两件事儿，都是非常非常神奇的事儿哈。
Yes, we just heard the things that happened to you, Davy and Nelly. It's really fascinating.
Yes, it's a wonderful journey that we've had with God over many years.
这是很多年哈，确实是我们经历神的话，这样很神奇的这样一段生活。
是，那其实我们还想再继续听下去哈。我相信呢，故事还在继续，但是我们的时间呢已经到了。那大家听到这儿呢，可能一方面呢，非常的觉得很震惊这样的事情；另一方面呢，可能也有很多的疑问哈。
Yes, we'd really like to hear your story more, but our time for the program is near over. I'm sure our audiences will have a lot of questions. They probably have wondering. We will ask you some questions later.
比如说我们先留个尾巴哈，很想知道两位在当时那种情况下有没有怕死，对死是什么样的一种想法哈。
Okay, we...
今天不回答。
Yes, we probably ask questions, leave this question to the next program.
Yes.
And next part. That question probably is, we'll say, at that time, would you have some fear of the death? Or how do you face that's a serious situations in your life?
另外一个问题呢，比如说我们可能就是关于祷告的问题哈。
Another question is about prayer.
另外呢，比如说我真的如果那件事发生在我身上的时候，我以什么样的心情去面对啊？
So we also wonder if that things happen to us, to one of us, how are you going to face that problem, how to face that situation?
我们留在下次哈，您是牧师，肯定是抓住不放了哈。
Yes, David and Nelly, and for you to have such a wonderful experiences in their life and story, we would like to invite you to come to the program again.
Yes, we'd love to do that.
We'd love to.
好，非常感谢二位来做客我们的节目，我们就下次节目再见，谢谢江平。
Thank you, David. Thank you, Nelly. And welcome to the program again.
Thank you.
走过熙攘人群，踏遍海角天涯，找不到一份爱像耶稣。他抚慰我心，他怀抱我灵，刺不透的不求回报的爱情。